But people are fed up. They're sick of it. Los Angeles residents are sick of it. They're sick of all of the street takeovers. And I heard that they're doing burnouts in front of Crypto Arena. Somebody tell me that that ain't true.
Now attend mayhem in the streets of downtown LA in the middle of the night. Residents are angered by the weekly loud and dangerous intrusions into their lives. Homeowners and business owners want police to do something to stop the illegal street takeovers like the one near the Crypto Arena this morning.
Yeah, at times, dozens of cars have taken part in the takeovers that attract large and rowdy crowds. KTLA's Chris Wolf joins us live from Hollywood with the story. Chris.
Yeah, John and Kareen, some of the people I spoke with tonight who live right there in downtown LA tell me they have PTSD from all of the madness and mayhem surrounding these endless street takeovers and fireworks shows, which often happen in the middle of the night.
So y'all in front of Crypto Arena? It used to be called the Staples Center. So y'all out here making Kobe's legacy look bad. So y'all doing burnouts in front of Kobe's statue, in front of Crypto Arena. Look at all of them. Listen. Do y'all want to know? Karen Bass. You want to know how to solve for this problem? I'm going to do a separate video deep diving into this later. You want to know how to solve for this problem, Karen Bass? Do you want to fix this? I'll tell you how to fix this. This is how y'all solve for the problem of them taking over entire streets, and the Los Angeles Police Department don't even do anything anymore because they know that y'all not going to do nothing. All right. This is how y'all got to do it. When you identify these people, go out there and arrest them one by one, by one, by one, by one. When you find out who they are, charge their parents. When you listen, this is how you hold people accountable. You have to charge their parents. Charge their parents. If y'all don't hold their parents accountable, it's nothing that y'all gonna be able to do. If you start charging parents and keeping the parents coming to court every other week, and they got to miss work because they got to go to court, and they got to start doing jail time, sit their parents down for first offense, 5 days, 5 business days plus a weekend. Once you hit 18, you got to do at least 30 days mandatory. Ain't no first offense. Bro, when you start putting out this stuff and you just even announce it, when they announce the super speeder law in Florida, they not messing around with y'all. First offense, that's the first thing I thought of. You know what I said when I got here this time? I don't even want a car. Black truck me everywhere I go. I'm black trucking or I'm walking. Because I don't even want a car. I don't even want to get on the highway. I don't even want to be in the same space as black truck. I'm going to just get a driver because I don't want to even be involved. I know who I am. I like to drive fast. And I'm okay with being held accountable, but not that accountable. You do a mandatory 30 days in jail. No nothing. If they're above 18 and you start tying these parents up in court, everybody going to be held accountable. They're going to be mad whining on social media. I can't believe it. Hefe and them, because this most of them people, if you look at it, that ain't even black kids. The black kids commit crimes in St. Louis, Chicago, so on and so forth. In Los Angeles, it's Hefe and them. Jesus and Hefe and them. Deport them, right, with their parents. Oh, no, I can't believe you. Out there, you out there. That's the Asian people. You out there, thinking you Dominic Toretto? Oh no. Not looking to go back to the Korea. No, not looking to go back to Korea. Hey, Holmes, your mom's told me that you're over here dating you, Dominic Toretto. They said you was in front of crypto, Holmes. They said you was in front of crypto, Holmes. Driving Stollies, Holmes. They said you think you Hector. Huh? I tell you what, Holmes. I'm gonna crack you in your face this time. Me and the homies. If I catch you in here doing this again, Holmes, guess what? It's not gonna be good for you. Not gonna be good for you. Y'all gonna have to start getting these kids in order. And the way that you do it is that you gonna have to make sure, you gonna have to make sure that you hold the parents accountable. Because she gonna find out where to go get the uncles. She gonna find out where to go get all of them. Hey, Holmes, Russ from the crew over here. They said you over there driving in front of Crypto Arena, Holmes. And say, yeah, come over here. Let's talk for a minute. I'm messing around with y'all. They not messing around with y'all. But no, y'all want to let them go on? Let them drive over in Crypto Arena.
Here we go again. Engines revving, vehicles spinning, rubber burning, fireworks exploding. These are the sights and sounds of the latest street takeover in downtown Los Angeles near Crypto Arena. Witnesses reported as many as 50 drivers participating in the illegal yet pervasive and persistent pastime, converging at the intersection of Figueroa and 12th Streets around 3 a.m., offering spectators and the community burnouts and donuts, but not the kind most people enjoy for breakfast.
I'm very like sensitive to noise, so obviously I got to go check out what it was, and then hearing the loud explosions and like realizing that's fireworks, you know,
Look at the intersection.
Non-stop cars coming in.
Look how burnt up the intersection is. They done scraped off all of the white paint, everything.
Now more people started gathering. It can be very traumatic, or you're waking up to explosions. You don't know if it's a bomb or whatever it may be.
Fireworks stayed on the ground, but
Errol Moore lives in a high-rise apartment building near the hell-raising hotspot.
Matt, look at that. Can you imagine? Because you know in Los Angeles, the prices is crazy. So you living in a high rise. You probably paying $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. If you at the penthouse, you might be paying $10,000, $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, maybe even $20,000 a month. Can you imagine the advertisement where right across from crypto? Right across from crypto. And this is the nonsense that you got to deal with. You got to wake up and you dealing with burnouts and the police can't even do anything.
Sales rep and brand manager for designer eyewear was expecting a higher quality of life when he moved here. He didn't find it. And after several sleepless nights is ready to move.
Whether city officials can put together a plan to kind of slow it down and get these people in a different direction as far as, you know, maybe get in the gym, find another hobby. I don't know, like find another thrill, but because you're literally impacting everybody around you. I thought it was warfare going on at 3 o'clock in the morning. My younger side of me says that was pretty cool. My more mature side of me says pretty dangerous.
Yeah, because he's just a visitor. He's not even living there.
LAPD officers responded and officials say cops were able to clear the area. Apparently, no one was cited or arrested.
Y'all, do y'all hear this? They don't care, and they're going to move to a different location because nobody is arrested, nobody is cited, nobody is held accountable. And do you know why the police don't do it? Because the police don't have the backing of the mayor. They don't have the backing of the legislators. They don't have strong judges. Everybody got to work together. Nobody was cited. All the police did was go and say, hey, everybody, look, we're out. We're out. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Nobody. Nobody is held accountable. Zero people are held accountable.
Not long afterwards, police were called to the scene of a break-in and theft at a nearby sports merchandise store. More often than not, acts of vandalism, break-ins, and burglaries occur in close proximity to street takeovers.
Where y'all getting fireworks at? Where y'all getting fireworks at after in August?